Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's hour number two. I'm going to continue with the bank collapse by design, getting all this new world order activity and parents being paid to do medical experiments on their children. But I want to continue with your phone calls right now. Jonathan, Joe, Truth Patriot, Alan, Dave, Eddie, Mark, Ronnie. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes. Hey, Alex. I was the one a few weeks ago who broke the video of Fox News' coverage of the poppy field.
That's right. You called in, and 2 days
yeah,
in a row.
Yeah, there's a new one. There's a new one.
Oh.
This time it's from, from the BBC. And type in 2010 poppy crop infected by disease. And basically the synopsis is that they're saying that that there's a disease that's just killing off the opium and stuff like that. And NATO say, no, we didn't do this. We didn't kill off the opium because they said the Afghans would join Taliban. And they're saying this like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I saw that. In fact, Phil brought that in like last Wednesday to me about mystery disease infects poppy fields. It's probably the Russians. They've got great biochemists, and over 30,000 Russians are dying a year from the heroin being shipped in. And the Russians have been saying to NATO, you know, and Reuters, kill the poppies, kill the poppies, kill the poppies. And, yeah, it's some type of fungus is killing it. But naturally, crops can get wiped out by funguses as well. But we're looking into that. But you're saying the BBC report says it's like, oh, it's a terrible thing that the precious poppies are dying.
Well, it's in the tone that it's like, oh, it's kind of bad that this is happening. Hey, I also have another video for you, too. This time it's a man faces a jail for recording out of control cop. This is on YouTube.
Is that out of Florida?
This, out of maybe. But this is a veteran. He has like a helmet cam. He's a motorcyclist. And basically, he had his cam on this unmarked car with some police car. He didn't know. And an undercover cop comes out with a gun and says, you're arrested for recording a police officer.
Which is incredible. They film us. I've seen the video. They film us in public. And because there's no perception of privacy, they put cameras up everywhere, and that's okay. But all over the country, I saw a story a few months ago where a family was filming cops with their radar guns, and they arrested them. I mean, and I believe the case you're mentioning was in Florida, but what's the name of the video again? Man faces jail for filming out of control cop?
Man faces jail for recording out of control cop, and he may serve 5 years in jail for recording him.
Yeah, they're claiming it's wiretapping, and they've got corrupt enough judges, but if he appeals it, he'll beat it if he doesn't plea bargain. But just incredible because, well, I saw a story yesterday where it said police chief hates the Internet, you know, says get rid of it because the out-of-control behavior of police is being shown by the fact that almost everybody who has a cell phone now has a built-in video camera, and it's only going to get worse. They're not going to be able to stop their out-of-control behavior from being exposed. I appreciate your call, Jonathan. Great points. Joe in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, really quick, I've just got something that I think you've got a great platform to get this out there for all the patriots. One of the things that is concerning me with the language coming out from this Supreme Court nominee, Kagan, is they're now talking about the right of individuals to keep and bear arms. Now, I think that they're doing this on purpose because if they can get this into court, they will win. The definition of an individual can also be a corporation. What we need to do is people need to be more aware that it is the right of the people to keep and bear arms. It is not the right of individuals.
Yeah, they're manipulating the language. Let me talk about Kagan when we come back because, I mean, I've gone over her quotes on air, but she's anti-free speech. She's anti-Second Amendment. Why don't we just have Mao Zedong as the new Supreme Court Justice? I mean, let's, you know, why not resurrect Vladimir Lenin? Why not resurrect Adolf Hitler? Why not resurrect Julius Caesar? Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, I've got one more thing.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are continuing with your phone calls on this live Sunday edition. I do radio 6 days a week, folks. 4 hours, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. And then I come back 4 to 6 Central or 5 to 7 Eastern Sundays. And we've just got wide open phones today. I've covered the engineered collapse of the banking system. I want to get into some medical tyranny, banning home births and parents being paid to have the government test toxic drugs and vaccines on them. Also, another headline I want to cover, USSR planned nuclear attack on China in 1969. Scientists forecast decades of ash clouds. So that's all coming up. But right now, let's go to Joe in Wyoming. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I was talking with a friend the other day about how can the common man get together and show everybody as one that we do support the Second Amendment. And I'd like your opinion on an idea that we have.
Okay.
And I think we have enough time to be able to do this. It's as simple as this. All over the country on the 4th of July, there are going to be parades. What do you think about organizing and coming up with some viral videos that could go viral on YouTube or something like that, where we can encourage all people who are willing to open carry their firearms at the 4th of July parades?
I appreciate your call. It is a beautiful idea, but it's dangerous. And let me explain why. Perception is reality. That's what the spin doctors of the government and big corporate systems believe. And it's true to a certain extent. That's why they've put up billboards for the last 15 years all over the country that show a photo of a revolver pointed at you, and it says, report illegal guns. And I've seen these in Corpus Christi. I've seen them in Waco. I've seen them in Dallas. I've seen them in L.A. I mean, I've seen them in New York. And it's the Violence Policy Center and other big federally funded anti-Second Amendment groups that do this. So the general public sees billboards and thinks a revolver is illegal. Or how many cop shows are based in Chicago or New York or L.A., both cops on Fox that is real, and then dramas or fiction shows where they pull somebody over, they've got a gun, you're going to jail for 10 years from this. And it's based in only a few cities where that's really the law. To the point of, you got a carpet cleaner in your house, and I've told the story probably 100 times, I'm not going to tell it again, but the carpet cleaner comes in and sees a gun case and freaks out and runs off and leaves and calls the police on you because guns are illegal. Well, they're not. And it's really freaked the media out in Arizona and Texas and many other places that people are going out to rallies packing loaded firearms. And at first the cops will try to arrest them. They'd get sued. They'd lose. And now the cops on the news will stand back and go, okay. You don't have to worry about the guy that's packing a gun on his side. You got to worry about the guy that's hiding a gun. You know, criminals don't go to gun rallies carrying an AR-15. They don't go to a tea party wearing that. No, criminals rob your liquor store at 10 o'clock at night at closing time. Okay? So, you know, when the cash register's full. And so people are coming out of the closet. They're saying, I'm not ashamed to own a gun. I can't tell you how many guests we've had on, many of you have heard them over the years, how many articles we've read. I mean, it's so passe now that I see it every week and don't even cover it, and I should. And this happened to me. Back in college, I got my 243 deer rifle. Don't need a big deer rifle with these little Texas deer. And I was driving out to our ranch, family ranch. I was going to meet family out there. And I walked out, stuck my 243 in the hatchback of my Mustang, closed it, drove to the store, forgot something, came back, and there were two cop cars walking around, and they came over and they said, "Are you the one with the gun?" And there was the manager saying, "Yeah, we got called, somebody got a gun." And I said, "I'm going deer hunting." And the cops went, "Okay," and you know, they weren't brainwashed zombies. That's the one reason cops are pro-Second Amendment in over 90% of the studies they've done. I saw one national law enforcement survey where 98% were pro-Second Amendment because they know guns, they're not scared of them, they actually know the laws. And they knew I had every right to have a deer rifle in the back of my car with a box of 243 shells. One time I got pulled over speeding with some buddies going deer hunting, and we were going to do some target shooting too, and there were AR-15s, 50 cal, MAC 90s, 357 Magnums. You know, we were going to have a good time, and we're meeting our girlfriends out there, and then the cop gave us a ticket, looked at them, and said, "What are all these guns for?" And I just said, "It's the Second Amendment. We're going deer hunting and shooting." But the problem is that's Texas. You know, just 20 years ago, you saw trucks everywhere with guns in the gun rack. But now you do that, even in rural areas, they'll pull you over. We need to start driving around with guns in our gun rack. We need to start. But see, crime got so bad with thieves stealing guns, that's another reason not to do it. But we've got to exercise this right or we will lose it. And if a bunch of cowards are scared by a gun, why is the average domesticated, neutered yuppie scared to death of seeing a citizen with a gun? I mean, I've seen so many articles. It's almost always an old man for some reason because they still think this is America. They'll be in their garage tinkering in a neighborhood in L.A. or in Milwaukee, many cases of this, in Boston. They'll be in there putting a scope on their rifle with the garage door open in the summer. A neighbor walks by and sees somebody with a gun. The SWAT team shows up, arrest him, and you'll see the headline. Man arrested for arsenal. He had 9 rifles and 3,000 rounds of ammo. Oh, my God. He bought them in bulk to say there's no law, but the cops still take him in. Those cops are traitors. I mean, you can't have a carpet cleaner in your house that sees a gun case. In America, I can't have a gun case. You can't be in your garage with a gun in vice grips, putting a sight on it. You can't walk out to your car and stick a deer rifle in it? I mean, what happened to this country? So, yes, I think if you get together in groups, you need to put out press releases because the cops, people will call panicking the cops. They'll say, men with guns, and the cops don't know. They just show up, and it could be a big scene. So I say, you say, you know, we're going to march in this public parade with our firearms. And if you don't want to scare the public, you could, you know, even put in there, it's your right to carry them loaded, but, you know, you could say they're going to be unloaded or whatever. But, I mean, it's like veterans parades. If you remember, they can't even march with guns that are unloaded because it scares the domesticated cattle. Oh, they love cops in black uniforms and ski masks with guns, which should scare them. But they see veterans in a veterans parade with guns. Oh, my gosh, let's have a heart attack. Truth Patriot in New Jersey. Go ahead. You're on the air.
How's it going, Alex? I talked with you on Thursday. And we had a good conversation. I told you I'm a school teacher, and the kids did the walk out versus the sit-in.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask your advice on my proposal. First, I want to get into a little bit of background news for your audience because I know I'm speaking to lots of listeners now. You can check out how well Alex Jones is doing on Google Trends. Your audience is growing so much, and that's why I really need your support. H.R. 1207 passed the House with 336 co-sponsors. However, people like Bernie Sanders and Chris Dodd kind of hijacked it.
Saying for those that don't know, that was the real audit, the private Federal Reserve bill. And then Ron Paul has said that it was a sellout by Bernie Sanders in the Senate. They stripped it and passed the bill for a fake audit.
That's correct. And then they tried to reinsert the H.R. 1207 language into the Vitter Amendment. And that was denied. That was voted down. So we tried to go within the system. We tried to, go through Congress and the Senate in order to, you know, not even abolish the Federal Reserve, but just to audit it. And we still can't do that. This is my dilemma. And this is the solution, like, I have. And I want you to really support it and analyze my ideas here. If you could take a moment out of the radio show to do this, because I think this is the real problem and this is the real or part
well,
of
we're going to have Ron Paul on again in the next 2 weeks. We've read his statement that it's a fraud. I mean, what's your idea?
My idea is on the 4th of July, because that's Independence Day, and we could do it either in 2011 or 2012. I'm not sure how long we need to raise the collective consciousness, but if we all stop paying our mortgages, our IRS bills, our car loans, our student loans, we just default on everything. On Facebook, I started a little website just yesterday, facebook.com/mortgage default revolution. 2012.
Well, I'll say this. For people that don't believe in this and think it's fraud to not pay, the banks made this money up, the big ones, out of nothing. Stay there briefly. I want to come back, Truth Patriot, New Jersey, finish up with your points, but quickly. I want to go to Alan, Dave, Eddie, Mark, Ronnie, and others. We'll be back, 888-201-2244. Stay with us.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger.
Not New World Order.
Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul at GEET.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETInternational.com or email paul at geet.nl.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
White people, black people, Hispanics, or the Easter Bunny. It is the New World Order banking cartel that has created 1.5 quadrillion in fake derivatives. They then loan the fiat currency to the population. At a certain level, the people do owe this money. They did take this loan. They were encouraged to do it, but that's not what caused the banking collapse, and that's now admitted. And that's not what's happening in Europe or Greece. And we've got to bring these banks to heel some way, and this is a powerful way to strike. The problem is not paying your mortgage or your taxes or your bills. If enough people don't do it, it won't work, and then it's dangerous for those that do it. But it is an interesting idea. Truth Patriot, New Jersey, you've got one more minute.
Right, so that's the problem. I think enough people will do it. If you back it, if you support it, maybe you throw a countdown clock on InfoWars and we start educating the people, because we tried inside the system. We tried with H.R. 1207, which didn't work. I think that we all need to stick together, and everybody will do it if we get the word out. And I think if we can bring down the system, if everybody stops paying your mortgage, the IRS, your car loans, but we all need to stick together. The Federal Reserve are unelected.
And we have to know
private.
Yeah, but I appreciate your call, but we also have to know it's going to be rough, kind of like when you get a high fever before the fever breaks and you get better. It's going to be rough kicking them out, but it's going to be even more rough incrementally letting them continue to enslave us. But, I mean, I'll say this. Ron Paul was first in Congress back in the 1980s, and then he got kicked out of Congress after one term and came back in the mid-90s, and I've been interviewing him ever since. So he passed it in the House. He said it's a fraud. The Senate took it over and screwed it up. So who's to say next year he can't get a real audit through? I mean, here's the German government, the Greek government, calling for criminal investigations of Goldman Sachs and U.S.-based banks. These aren't U.S.-based banks. These are globalists. I mean, you know, here's another mainstream headline that I read earlier where they've already arrested people in Iceland. The same banker groups that were caught. Bankers jailed, sued as Iceland seeks culprits for crisis. But I think your idea should be looked at as a measure down the road, and we should have a debate about it. Let's go ahead. I mean, that's just quite a move to call for. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to – I mean, if I get up here and say don't pay your mortgage and don't pay taxes, I've got to do it. And, you know, then I've got this operation to run, and they'll use that as a technicality to come after me. But I guess the founding fathers put in more than we're talking about doing militarily, so who knows. Alan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Alex. I like your shirt there, buddy.
Oh, you're watching this on PrisonPlanet.tv?
I surely am. I'm a member of the Austin Screenwriters Group and Austin Film Society. I just moved back here from Phoenix, and I'm a veteran of 101st Airborne. Well, my name is Alan Jones, and I'll tell you what. We're 27 years apart, but I get a lot of phone calls here in Austin, Texas. They're meant for you. But anyway, like I said, I moved here from Phoenix. My daughter's still back there. I got a suggestion for people. They can go on the internet to azfamily.com and see what the local news is out there, which I pick up all the time because I lived up there for a couple of years.
Unbelievable crime, illegal aliens murdering people, burning buildings down, taking down American flags at post offices, running up Mexican flags. What do you think as a screenwriter of Robert Rodriguez's script? I don't know if you've seen the video where I show screenshots of the internal script, which is a race war script. I mean, I'm really worried about this new film, Machete.
Well, I spent a little bit of time over at Troublemaker Studios in the last months, but I'm not going to embellish on that. I'm against it. I think that, well, my sister still lives there, and she's an Anglo, and she's afraid to ride the bus. She said she feels like a pig in a lion's den. And it's just, you hit the nail on the head weeks ago. It's causing a lot of disruption and a lot of panic right out there.
Well, I mean, look. There's been persecution on both sides, but no country's more open than the U.S. And this is becoming, with certain sectors, certain minorities of the Hispanics who see themselves as Mexicans, this is becoming an anti-American thing, not just an anti-white thing, to the point of Hispanic students. That was buried in the MSNBC article. We played the video here where three of the five Hispanics in San Francisco that were kicked out of school for wearing American flag shirts, they were Hispanic. And it cut to their parents who were Hispanic going, look, I'm an American. I'm sick of people running around waving Mexican flags telling me I want to be an American. I mean, no matter what color you are, why wouldn't you want the Second Amendment and property rights? Why would you want to be under the corrupt system of Mexico? The country is collapsing. So as an American, I'm not looking for trouble with anybody. But, I mean, I see a film which literally makes Machete this hero god who's killing the gringos, and I don't want to get off into it. This is more racist than Birth of the Nation, which was made by the Ku Klux Klan, basically.
I agree. And then on the other side, you got Arpaio out there just a couple of days ago. I think on Friday, he busted a cockfighting ring in West Phoenix. 80 Mexicans, and a lot of them were illegals. And that's just stirring up a pot, Alex. And it's kind of horrifying.
No, it is horrifying. And I was this weekend looking at a book I'm going to read called God's Middle Finger, about some areas in Mexico where it's just completely lawless and total killing and death and just everything is totally insane. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it'd be one thing if all these illegals came here and wanted to be pro-Second Amendment and anti-New World Order. The problem is I've been to their rallies. We're communist and we're going to get the gringo, and I'm not going to sit here and shut up about this and watch Robert Rodriguez make a big budget film with Robert De Niro, where De Niro plays a U.S. senator who's a race pimp who's going to murder all the Hispanics. And every white person is a murdering killer, burning Catholic churches, crucifying Catholic priests, desecrating things. Machete is a new saint. And then it turns out, I hadn't seen Spy Kids, that Machete Cortez, this character, is a children's hero. They made three films where he's the children's hero. Now it's this hardcore race war film. This is a psyop. I mean, this is crazy. This is dangerous. Anything else?
I totally agree. I was raised in Birmingham, Alabama in the 60s, so you know what I went through. And then this name tag that they're getting, now it's coconut. In the 60s, it was Oreo, and it's infuriating. And it's just, we don't need to throw any more flames on the fire right now. I'm so upset. I think I'm going to start smoking again.
Well, I appreciate your call. Look, I've been told by people internally now from Rodriguez, and I'm going to work. By the way, I haven't called him yet. Tell me, let's start calling Rodriguez tomorrow and invite him on the show. And we have been contacted by some of the actors, and looks like we're going to probably get them on. I'm just going to leave it at that. This just fell in our lap. But, yeah, what you've got is the Hispanic Americans last weekend, every caller was Hispanic, and they said, no, these illegals come to me if I'm flying an American flag at my house and say, take it down, porcho. Which means Uncle Tom. I mean, now the American flag is bad? I mean, you know, look, I'll take the American flag over the tyranny of Mexico any day. I choose to be part of America.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything. any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I'm not going to spend all day on this because I have a lot of news I want to cover in your phone calls at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. On this live Sunday edition, the 16th of May, 2010. But if you study the British Empire, if you study the Roman Empire, if you read The Battle for Gaul by Julius Caesar, and that was written over 2,000 years ago, how did he take over the Germans and the Gauls, who were the French, and the Britons? Of course, in England, Albion was the name of Britannia at the time. They would play tribe off against tribe and use old feuds. The UN will use the Hutus against the Tutsis, black against black. And that's all the CIA and government funds is the Ford Foundation. And Hispanic Americans that go to public school, as well as any other American, are targeted and told that the Southwest belongs to Mexico, America's bad. To the point of American school kids can't wear American flags to school. It wasn't just in California. There were Texas cases of this that made national news last week. I mean, the American flag is now evil? I've got to say, I'm sorry. I won't wear the American flag. I won't fly it. I'm evil. I'll shut up. No. 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 America is under attack by the globalists. They're the ones that destroyed the borders. They're the ones that gave you NAFTA and GATT that really hurt the people of Mexico and the U.S. NAFTA has admittedly hurt Mexico. I want to live in peace with everybody, folks. But the system sits up on a pedestal as if they're the anti-racist. And, oh, and the government's going to be the mediator and the referee of all this when they're the ones pumping it out. You saw it with people, Americans, saying, I'm against government-run socialist health care. Oh, that's code for racism. What does that have to do with racism? Nothing. They just inject it. And then as a white American, I guess you're supposed to sit there and just say, okay, I'll shut up. Don't call me a racist. No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done being stereotyped as a bad person who hates people. I'm done. I mean, I'm not 80 years old, folks, and most 80-year-olds I know aren't racist. I'm 36 years old, okay? I like everybody. And the good news is most people are seeing through this, but Hispanic Americans are being intimidated and told through the culture and through the big comics and the media and all these sitcom characters that are for Mecha and La Raza and all these race groups. It's being popularized to divide the American people. The globalists are in trouble if Hispanics get into the Second Amendment and private property and fight in the New World Order, because, by the way, they are. That's why they're coming in and doing this. Let me tell you something. I go to a gun show event. I go to a movie screening. I go to a speech. Doesn't matter if it's California, Texas, New York. I look out in that crowd, 30, 40, 50, 60% are Hispanic. Okay? They love the message of freedom. They've got libertad burning in their bones and in their guts. And that's got the New World Order scared. And Robert Rodriguez, by creating this new race cult string of films, Machete, knows he's going to make a bunch of money. He actually makes Machete a saint above Jesus Christ in the film and above Mary if you're a Catholic. I mean, I've got the script. I've got photo shots of it, screenshots of the key sections highlighted in the video that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to find it, Google the term Machete. Racist film Machete gets taxpayer funds, Texas Film Commission. And you can pull up the article that Drudge and the Washington Post and others picked up. Let's go to Dave in Seattle. I didn't mean to get off into the subject. I got other stuff to cover, but it's a really hot issue right now. Dave in Seattle, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I've been an info warrior since loved V8 Mustangs. Now I hear you talk about Dodge SRTs and there you go, changing all your priorities again.
I kind of missed what you just said. Say it again.
Oh, I've been a fan since you've been...
I heard that part. I heard that part.
Oh, now you're talking about Dodge SRTs, and there you go, changing your priorities.
No, I was just joking about souping up the Patriot movement and the Tenth Amendment movement like putting nitrous oxide on a fast car. It was an analogy. It was a parable. It was a parallel. It was a illustration.
I know. I was trying to be light of it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On Anderson Cooper the other day, they were talking. They had a panel of Mexican American ladies. And one was whose family had been here for a long time, spoke of the struggle and everything to be proud of. And the rest of the panel seemed to think that there was something immoral or wrong about maintaining that kind of integrity to the system. And I'm just completely baffled by the attitude that what's been right for so long, has worked for so long, is now garbage, and we have to accept destruction, and if we don't, we're the ones that are crazy.
No, exactly. Look, I appreciate your call. Mexico has officially collapsed. It is now officially a failed state, according to the State Department. I don't need them to tell me that. I said that 5 years ago. This is globalization. I mean, I've seen news articles about me saying, Alex Jones, what next? He'll tell us we're in a North American Union. We have the Security Prosperity Partnership documents. They've set up a North American Union. They want to erase our borders. And they want to destroy our freedoms and liberties. And they've now made it a revolutionary movement to have the immigrants, instead of joining and saying, I want to be anti-New World Order, they've gotten to buy into being revolutionary by being communist. There's nothing revolutionary about being communist. That's funded by the elite to consolidate wealth. Let's go ahead and talk to Eddie in in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hello, Alex. My question is, I just wanted to get your take on the riots around the world, you know, Greece, Thailand, and every place else the mainstream media won't cover. My question is how much has to be done and taken from the American people, violence aside, where we just say enough?
Well, television became popular here in the U.S. It is basically a mind control tool. It sets the agenda. It tells you what to think. It takes up 4-plus hours of time on average for the average American. It is a fact. I've had scores of medical doctors on that sodium fluoride is a calmative, sedative toxin. We've been drinking sodium fluoride, and the average American is basically brain damaged. And so that's why they're rushing to fluoridate Thailand and Greece and everywhere else, because the Nazis picked it up from the Soviets to put it in labor camp water. And that's in a Pulitzer Prize-winning book. Was a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer that wrote the book, two of them, I.G. Farben, Crime and Punishment, dealing with the Nazis. So it's a fact. We're medicated. Our water supply is drugged. And that's why the American people, who were known as the most rebellious, the most aggressive, the most inventive, the most violent, just can't get angry because they're drugged. And they're drugged by entertainment, by television, but by physical drugs. And I've also seen AP studies, take the Dallas water supply. It has levels of Prozac many times higher than should be there from just runoff and sewage. So they're Prozacking the water, basically, with a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And I also have played mainstream newscasts where they propose putting lithium and Prozac in the water, as well as statins for supposed cholesterol health. And so we're in a drug society, Eddie. We're under mind control. And truth is stranger than fiction. That's why that's going on. I appreciate your call. But to answer your first part of your question, in Thailand and everywhere else, they have these criminal governments that are raising taxes and cutting services to pay money on debt to private banks, because the private central banks, you know, the top 1% of the banks, again, your average bank is not bad, folks, they're good. They're taking over the good banks right now with this new regulations. Again, the banks create the crisis, and they take over their competition with the new legislation. All these countries are having to raise taxes, cut services to pay interest on debts that are derivatives-based. The derivatives, see, the bankers sold them the derivatives when they had so-called value, knowing they were crap. Okay? And again, that's in the Goldman Sachs emails and other documents. And now the countries have them. It's worthless, so they're in debt, and the banks are there with the magic checkbook writing them the checks. I want to get into medical tyranny when we come back, and also play a little video clip. Thai military slaughter of red shirts intensifies. People fighting with slingshots against troops with M16s. We'll cover that straight ahead and then jam in a few other calls. Mark, Ronnie, Josh, Chris, Ed, Beverly, and others.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Final segment. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you're an Infowars.com audio listener or station listener out there, Jason Burmes has got 3 hours coming up for callers we don't get to. You can hold over for him if you'd like. Look, they are drugging the water supply. That's on record. The public is being toxically sedated because we're armed, and if they were going to do this, they had to drug us. The average male, regardless of what color you are, wants to be free, wants your family to be free. That's what your ancestors stood up for. But over in Thailand, they hadn't had a chance to drug the water yet, but it didn't matter because they're not armed. So they're fighting for 2 months, troops with slingshots. I want to play this quick ITN one-minute report. You can go up to Infowars.com in our article, Thai Military Slaughter of Red Shirts Intensifies. We have a whole bunch of videos and news article boil downs there that I believe Kurt Nemo put this together. You can see them fighting the troops and winning in some cases, though they're now going to be basically assaulted and overtaken with slingshots. Now imagine the American people with all their firearms. We want to avert that happening. Here it is.
With government protesters vowing to defend their fortified camp in Bangkok, the violence in Thailand is showing no signs of coming to an end. Diehard demonstrators clashed with government troops again on Saturday, following 2 days of violence that's left dozens of people dead. Explosions echoed overnight. As morning came, it was quieter, but plumes of smoke could still be seen, dominating the skyline. The red shirt protesters began their latest campaign to oust the government in March, saying it came to power illegitimately and doesn't care about the poor. The latest violence erupted on Thursday after the red shirt's military strategist was shot and seriously injured, apparently by a sniper. Around 10,000 demonstrators have barricaded themselves inside Bangkok's main shopping district. The media's declared the area a war zone.
Well, there you go. So the images of people fighting grenades, RPGs, and machine guns with 7-Eleven cheap slingshots, not high-powered slingshots. A wrist rocket is powerful with ball bearings. And they've now said the military is going to go in and kill these tens of thousands of people, and they're staying, men, women, and children. That's how much they want freedom. But our media is basically calling them terrorists. Well, I guess the people at Tiananmen Square were terrorists, too. Our government is illegitimate and aligned with thugs and dictatorships, period. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Boy, I'm glad to be on here today. Alex, you talked about so much good stuff, boy, I tell you. It's not just you, it's just people too. And I have some things I'm curious about, several questions about some of the bank stuff that I'm trying to dig around in. I don't have as much time, so I'd like to ask you. And first, one thing I wanted to be thankful for the fellow that you had the other day, George Humphrey, I think it was.
Yes.
How he said it's a good time for us to be, you know, we've got these opportunities, and I'm getting something myself that's helped me get motivated. And I'm wondering if I have a chance to read it, I'd like to read it. If not, I'll just share and see what everybody thinks that is said in it, you know.
How long is it?
How it might help us. It might be a little long for today, but I'll try it if you want me to.
Well, just give us the synopsis.
Okay. Well, I'll just say this. I was wondering what people might, you know, for help and motivation is to see what the Lord, the big guy that you and George and everybody talks about, is saying in this Hebrews 9 scripture in verses 13 through 17.
Yeah, go ahead and read it. I know it well. Read it.
Okay, that's pretty long, but okay. First thing he says is, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkling unclean sanctify them to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And it says, for this cause he is a mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for redemption of transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance and inheritance. Then it says, for where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator, for a testament is a force after men are dead, otherwise it is no strength at all while the testator still liveth. And, you know, I've just wondering about, my grandfather just passed, my mom wrote a will, and she's a testator of her will, and I'm looking, well, wow, you know, we'd have something to go back. Do we need any preachers or lawyers to tell us what a will, you know, is it still effective in 2010? Two years ago or two centuries ago, this century, I mean, is that go out of date or what?
No, it doesn't. I appreciate your call, Mark. Those are interesting points. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, Ronnie. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I wanted to say that there's a headline we ought to hear here in Austin. There's medical tyranny going on. The mayor and the entire city council admits poisoning us on purpose. This was the last city council meeting I was allowed to attend, and they did. We asked them. You know, they get great information each and every meeting, and so
yeah, the bags of fluoride they're putting in the water say cause organ failure, deadly poison, and they dump it in the water.
And we give them the facts each and every time, and we ask them this time, who among you drinks this fluoridated tap water? Not a single one of them admitted to it. So they do. They're doing it on purpose. You know, they're getting whatever kickbacks they get, and they take taxpayer tax dollars and waste it on them.
Yeah, we pay $1.3 million a year for toxic waste to be dumped in the water. I appreciate your call. We got the city contracts last year. It may be more this year. No, I know. The problem is, even if you don't drink fluoridated water, when you bathe, it goes through the skin, you breathe it. And the city council's like, we're medicating you. We've got a $2.6 billion carbon tax. Shut up. Take your medicine. Take your brain damage. Shut up. Speaking of medical tyranny, here's the Herald Sun. Parents pimp kids for swine flu. And it says parents are enrolling children as young as 9 months in drug trials in exchange for hundreds of dollars. The cash payments, which could breach national ethical guidelines, will ignite debate over how much should be paid to cover reasonable expenses of trial participants. I mean, think of the whole swine flu hoax, how dangerous the vaccine is. I've had the head of the EU Commission on admitting that the government was paid off to lie and say, take it. It's full of all sorts of mercury and toxins. Read the inserts. Here's another one. New York midwives lose right to deliver babies at home. A lot of people are having their children at home. I've seen the statistics. I was at a medical doctor's home this weekend. They talked about having their kids at home. And other people having their kids at home. And statistically, it's safer to have your child at home than in a hospital. They try to make you have a cesarean. They try to induce labor. They try to take control of your life and every facet of what you do. And I saw in the headlines again where they're setting up checkpoints looking for people that have bought eggs or milk from farmers that are selling it. It's illegal to sell unpasteurized milk. Do you know what pasteurized cooked milk is? It's total heart attack gruel. Real milk is so good for you. You can't have that. But when it's boiled, when it's pasteurized, heated to boiling point over and over again, it kills the pus, the blood, the feces from the dirty dairies. So the big agra lobbies so you can't get fresh milk. They give you basically liquid cheese. That's what milk is, but it's even more dead than cheese. Look at this. They're taking over every level of our lives so that we're fully dependent on government and where any normal human activity, we're being domesticated, is illegal. As residents of the world's consumer capital, New Yorkers can have anything delivered to their door at any time. They can have their hair cut in the living room, have champagne and caviar rushed to them on a whim, enjoy a sushi massage in their own bed, or invite a clairvoyant to predict your future from tarot cards laid out on the kitchen table. But there's one thing that is currently unavailable for delivery to those who live in this most can-do of metropolises. Women cannot legally give birth at their home in the presence of a trained and experienced midwife. I mean, look, men took control in Western medicine 200 years ago of births. And they tell you, lay on your back. How do they have babies in Sweden or in Germany or in Africa or in China? They have birthing chairs with gravity. A woman squats on a chair and has a baby in an average of an hour. But they make a woman get on her back and have a baby on her back so they can medicalize it, and it takes on average more than 12 hours. They know you're supposed to have it in a birthing chair. They know you're supposed to squat and have that baby. They want to make money off of it. They want to control every stinking aspect, okay? How does a chicken lay an egg? It squats. How does a monkey have a monkey? It squats. How does a wolf have it? It squats. Or it lays on its side. Again, everything is controlled. SWAT teams raiding people that sell eggs. SWAT teams raiding people that sell pumpkins and squash. SWAT teams. That's the new cocaine is an egg. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.